For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Jason Slack, and today is September 29th, 2022. And on today's show, I'll be talking to you about a legend, about a Hall of Famer who unfortunately has scarred his reputation for life. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. Thank y'all for rocking with me. As always, man, y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. Special shout out, much love to my day ones that's still with me to this day. If you're new here, hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button. Go to your favorite platform, find the Slackers Talk. Take me with you wherever you go. You know what I'm saying? You'll definitely get something out of this podcast. Hopefully you'll learn something. Hopefully you'll be entertained and all that good stuff. Let's start off today's episode, man, with some good news, man. Shout out to my brother, Chill, who's having another baby. Shout out to his son, Willie, my nephew, who's also having a baby. So, man, like, it's great times, man. I'm about to be an uncle all over again. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a wonderful thing. You know what I'm saying? I can't help but get excited when I think of being able to welcome two new additions to the Vision for Kids organization, man. You know what I'm saying? The more, the merrier, man. You know what I'm saying? I think I have a boy and a girl coming in. And this is the message, man. You know what I mean? I'm still out here. I'll still be on the basketball court. For the girl, you know, I'll still be checking out who to see who she's talking to and stuff like that. Ain't nothing changed because I'm getting older, man. I'm still the same individual, you know what I'm saying? I'm still out here, you know what I mean? For the boy, can't wait, man. You know what I'm saying? You definitely gonna be on Dream Elite, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting the Dream Elite of the future together as we speak, man. I got 3 or 4 members already, you know what I'm saying? That's under 5 years old, you know what I mean? That team is just going to be off the chain. You know what I'm saying? I can see it now. I can visualize it now, you know? And it's just a wonderful thing, man. You know what I'm saying? That's something that y'all could, like, share together. You know what I mean? That's something that y'all could bring in together. So congrats, man. You know, we got two new Vision for Kids members coming soon. Also, you know, my cousin Cotton, you know, shout out to her. She has a kid organization as well. And she has an event coming up on November 12th. And just found out yesterday that the Vision for Kids organization is invited, man. And, you know, we're going to be highly represented. You know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be for a good cause. It's going to be able, you know, for to represent good people. And as soon as I get more information on that event, I'll definitely make sure I post it on the website, visionforkids.com. You can definitely look at it, you know, on Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Follow the Jason Slack brand, whatever. I'm just, you know, I'm going to definitely post that across multiple sites. So, you know, definitely be on the lookout for that. As y'all could see, as y'all could hear, nothing but good news on top of good news here on the Slackers Talk podcast. But, unfortunately, on today's episode, topic is not so good. But as always, we're going to get the positive out of it. We're going to learn from it. I'm going to teach y'all, you know, what to look out for. I'm going to teach y'all how to go about stuff like this. I'm going to teach y'all how to avoid it and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what the Slackers Talk is about. I'm here to teach, especially my Vision for Kids members. Now, today's show is about a legend. It's about an icon. It's about a Hall of Famer. It's about an NFL Hall of Famer. He happens to play or played the most important position in football, which is the quarterback position. He has played for one of the most, if not the most, historic franchise in NFL history in the Green Bay Packers. I'm talking about none other than Brett Favre. Now, before we get to the bad, you know, let's start from the beginning. Now, Brett Favre is from Mississippi, and what a lot of people don't know, he wasn't drafted in the first round, and he wasn't really highly sought after coming out of college. He wasn't like a highly touted prospect. Now, what a lot of people don't know, a lot of people probably believe that he got drafted by Green Bay. A lot of people think that, you know, Green Bay was the only team that he played for until the end of his career when he got traded to the Jets in Minnesota. That's not true. Brett Favre actually got drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. A lot of people, including myself at first, did not know that. I thought Brett Favre was this always Green Bay. You know, that was the only team that I could ever imagine him playing for, was Green Bay. But to my surprise, you know, they had the clip one day of him in the Falcons uniform, you know, before he got traded to Green Bay, and the rest was history. Now, there was a lot of, there is a lot of great quarterbacks out there. There's a lot of good quarterbacks that's playing now. There's a lot of great quarterbacks that retired. There's a lot of great quarterbacks that played back in the day. Now, the question always come up, like, you know, who was the greatest quarterback? And I can't stand the guy, but a lot of people say Tom Brady because he won the most Super Bowls and stuff like that. But it's, like, debatable. You know what I'm saying? Like, each quarterback is different. They all bring something different to the table. And it's just like a, it's really just like an opinion of who you like. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have the numbers. You gotta have the championships. You gotta have the stuff that matters. But it's hard to pick. You got Steve Young, you got Montana, you got Favre, you got Marino. Like I mentioned before, you got Brady, and the list just goes on and on and on and on. I'm forgetting, you got Elway. You just got so many people that, you know, it's hard to say who's the greatest. But now, Brett Favre, without a doubt, was definitely one of the greatest. Now, as y'all know, you know, I'm not from Mississippi. I'm from New York. I'm not a Green Bay fan. I'm a New York Jet fan. But I always did like Brett Favre when he was playing. I always did. One of the things that, you know, besides actually playing the game of football, one of the things that I think Brett Favre had on a lot of quarterbacks, I think he's more liked by people that are not Green Bay fans, if you know what I mean. He's more liked by people that's not from Mississippi. And what I mean by he's more liked, like you take Dan Marino. Without a doubt, you got to give credit where credit is due. Dan Marino was one of the greatest quarterbacks that ever played. But I think he's just liked by the Miami Dolphin fans. There's other people that like him, no doubt. But for the most part, it's mainly just Miami fans that like him. The same thing with Tom Brady. It's just the New England fans that like him. Now that he's playing with Tampa Bay, it's the Tampa Bay fans. He's hated a lot. But I think in Brett Favre, I think people, even though they wasn't fans of Green Bay, even though they're not from Mississippi, I think he's liked. He's one of the ones that were liked by a lot of outsiders. You know what I'm saying? And that's what, like, sets him apart. Now, of course, you know, Super Bowl champion, which is great. And not to mention, he had the great story. You know, like I said, coming out of college, he wasn't highly touted, got traded, and he did his thing. The rest is history. He went on to have a Hall of Fame career. What he did was special. And I have this conversation with a lot of people about Green Bay. What Brett Favre did, besides the championships and everything, he gave the Green Bay fans what you call the greatest gift ever. A peace of mind. Nothing is better than having a peace of mind. And what I mean by that, me being a Jet fan could appreciate this more than anybody. While Brett Favre was playing, and he played a long time. He played a long time. He played a lot longer than he was supposed to be honest with you. While he was playing, the Green Bay Packers never had to worry about the quarterback position. They never had to worry about who was back there. They never had to worry about what kind of play they was going to get, if the quarterback was going to struggle, if they was, you know, if the offense wasn't going to do good. They never had to worry about that for 15 plus years. And Aaron Rodgers came after that. So now we're talking about 30-something years. But that's a different story. And when I say that I can appreciate this, that's something that I wish I had being a Jet fan. We can't find a quarterback. But that's a different story. Now, another reason why I like Brett Favre while he was playing in the NFL, and I have to mention this because if I don't, I know this is going to be all over the comments. I know it is, and it is anyway. Brett Favre actually played 1 year for the New York Jets. And it was a good year. You know, we started off 8-3. We missed the playoffs because we fell off the cliff at the end of the year. But he gave us something that we didn't have and probably didn't have since, man, was a good quarterback, a great quarterback. Like, we never had, you know, I wasn't born the championship year, so, you know, that was probably the best year I've seen other than, you know, Vinny Testaverde, that 1 year he had. But, yeah, he played 1 year for the Jets, and he played 1 year for Minnesota before he retired. Might have been 2 years at Minnesota before he retired. But, nevertheless, he retired as a Green Bay Packer, of course. That was definitely no doubt. The man is, like I said, mentioned before, the man is a legend, Super Bowl champion. They probably gave him the key to the city in Green Bay. You know, is this, his name is synonymous with everything. The man owned Green Bay and Milwaukee until the Greek Freak came along. So now, I can't sit here and name every famous person that was born and raised in Mississippi. But I'm sure, you know, I'm sure that he's probably not the first. But I'm sure in Mississippi, he's regarded as one of the sons who made it. In Green Bay, I could just imagine everybody loves him. You know, you probably can't find a person in Green Bay that did not like Brett Favre. I can imagine that, you know, he's a hero for all the kids there. He's somebody that, you know, everybody looks up to. You never really heard about him getting any trouble during his playing days. And I mean, as far as everybody know, he was just a model citizen. So now, fast forward to about, I could say about 2 weeks ago now. And we hear the news that Brett Favre is involved in the scandal. Not only a scandal, not just a scandal, but of all things, he seems to be in the mix with some people that's stealing from the welfare department of Mississippi. Now, just in case you haven't heard, I want to say it again. Just in case you think I may have made a mistake. Brett Favre is involved with stealing from welfare in Mississippi. Not just Mississippi, but his hometown of Mississippi. His hometown of Mississippi. Now, this is just wrong on so many levels. You ever heard the expression, if you don't take care of nothing else, make sure you take care of home first? I have to say that probably went out the window. Now, I just wanted to jump to this real quick, because like I said, this is wrong on so many levels. There are people, and I actually heard this before, there are people that feel like it really doesn't matter. A crime is a crime. I have to disagree on that one. I definitely have to disagree on that one. Now, you have violent crimes and you have non-violent crimes. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is not a violent crime, but this one I feel like should be like right up there with one of the worst crimes that you could commit. Stealing from the poor, stealing from people that actually need it, and you're a millionaire. This is law. Here on the Slackers Talk podcast, you know, I don't teach, you know, committing crimes and stuff like that. No crime is good, but there are a number of crimes that I would rather you say he did than this. You know, like maybe a stolen car or maybe an illegal gambling ring or something like that. Like, you know, there's a couple of things that I can name besides this. Now, the first question that would be on everybody's mind, and myself included, is why? Why? You're Brett Favre, man. Why? This doesn't make any sense. There's no explanation that you can possibly give to, like, justify this. Let's say that you're broke, which I don't think you could ever be. But let's say you got money problems. You mean to tell me that Green Bay won't give you any type of job at all? As many NFL players that after their playing days are over, they go and work somewhere for the NFL. The NFL won't get you a job? I mean, Troy Aikman is out there. You know, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. You know, he's working for the NFL. You even have less accomplished quarterbacks working for the NFL. Like, I've seen Boomer Esiason, Tony Romo is out there. The NFL won't give you a job at all. You should be able to open up some kind of business in Green Bay or some kind of business in Mississippi. I mean, I'm sure there's something that you do besides football. And people would just love to support it, man. I mean, you had the result to this. Why? And then I hear about, you know, you being booked for speaking engagements and stuff like that. People are coming there to see you. People are counting on you to hear you talk, especially kids and stuff like that that have watched you play your whole career, kids that look up to you, kids that bought the jerseys and stuff like that. And I hear that you getting $1 million for this engagement and you're not showing up, but being paid anyway. Come on, man. There are other people that commit crimes. And like I said earlier, any kind of crime is wrong. Any kind of crime is wrong. But there are people that commit crimes and they take the money and they help others in need. You understand what I'm saying? They help people that are less fortunate. You want to commit a crime and you want to get paid. And at the same time you get paid, you don't want to see nobody else have anything in your own hometown. Wow. And I just want to say this, you know, to a lot of athletes, they don't look at themselves as being heroes or role models or, you know, somebody that people should look up to. To them, they just regular people like everybody else. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. You know what I'm saying? That's perfectly fine. But I will say, like, as you being a football player and somebody that played the game and somebody that people know, there's a certain standard that you're held to. You know what I'm saying? Some of those people that's on welfare, they spent their last dollar to go to a game to see you play. They spent their last dollar to buy a jersey. They spent their last dollar to buy a football with your signature on it. You know what I'm saying? Representing you. You know what I mean? Helping put money in your pockets. And it's just like a certain standard that you're held to. You know, you owe them more than that. It's your time. Now that you're not playing no more, it's your time to give back to the community. It's your time to help out others now. It's about the next generation. You know what I'm saying? Both in Mississippi and Green Bay. And I just want to take a time out and say this too. You know what I'm saying? Because this bothers me. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the projects and I know a lot of these people too. There's a misconception that the people that's on welfare are just people that don't want to work. You know, there's nothing wrong with these people and they just want to collect free money. That's not true. That's not true. And I feel bad for the people that believe that. You know what I'm saying? Because I personally, like I said, I grew up in the project, so I know a lot of people that really need that money. There's people that have disabilities. You know what I'm saying? They need those benefits. They can't work. They can't walk, or they can't use their hand to go to a job. I know some people that have fell on hard times. They lost their wife or their husband in a fire or in a tragic accident and just unable to get their life together. It's all types of situations out there, man. So, you know, I feel bad for the people that think like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just think, man, like, stealing from somebody that might have a disability or something, man. That's cold-blooded. That's cold-blooded. And this is your hometown, man. You know what I'm saying? If no other place in the entire world like you, it should be, in the case of you being an athlete, it should be two places that absolutely love you. It should be two places that, you know, nobody can tell these people no different about you. You know what I'm saying? When the mention of your name in these two places, it rings bells. Like, you know, you're just the greatest person ever. And those two places are your hometown, which is Mississippi, and Green Bay. Or if you want to say Milwaukee. Those two places, nobody should ever be able to say anything bad about you, bro. Nothing at all. Ever. Now, for those technical people, you know what I'm saying? Here's for y'all. Now, I do know and I do realize that everybody that lives in Green Bay are not Green Bay Packer fans. Just like everybody from New York are not Jet fans. Everybody from New York are not Knicks fans. Just because you live there don't mean you're a fan of the team. And that's true. Nobody knows that better than me. I'm from New York, but I like the Chicago Bulls. You know what I'm saying? So nobody knows that better than me. But the people that's in Mississippi or Green Bay have to respect this dude. Or should respect this dude. You know what I'm saying? That should be automatic. And that's out the window now. I heard that, you know, you maintain your innocence. You say you ain't do it. I hope you didn't. But I gotta be honest with you, man. You know, just by your name coming up in this, it just doesn't look good. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't look good. It's just certain things that you just don't want your name involved with, even if you didn't do it. And this is one of them. Now, for my Vision for Kids members out there, this is an opportunity to learn something. You know, I've said this many a times on many of my other shows. If you have a hero, if you have a role model, a sports figure that you look up to, it can be an NFL player, it could be an NBA player, it could be a rapper, it could be any kind of celebrity. You know what I'm saying? I hate to be like the bearer of bad news. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you to change. I'm not trying to get you to change your mind on the person. I'm not telling you that, you know, not to like them. I'm not telling you that, you know, I'm not telling you to even judge them different in any profession that they might be in. You know what I'm saying? If it's a basketball player, continue liking the way they play basketball. You know what I'm saying? But just in case, if you ever have dreams of wanting to actually meet your hero, or you want to actually meet the person that you look up to, be careful. You got to be very careful. You know what I'm saying? When you see that person on TV playing basketball, that's a job. That's a career. They're getting paid to do that. They might not be that way in real life. That's all I'm saying. It's a chance that they could be. I'm not telling you that it's a guarantee that they're not, you know, what you see on TV. It's definitely a possibility. But it's also a good chance that they're not the way, you know, they're not what you see on TV. You know what I'm saying? So just have like a, you know, just be open-minded. Have a sense of reality. Have an understanding that, you know, what you see on TV is a job. You know what I mean? It's a career. And also have an understanding that you're going to be on TV one day. If you're not already on TV. And when you get on TV, just think, you know, just think about, was your life perfect? You know, your life is not perfect. You may have had an incident or two, and now you're on TV and somebody's looking at you. You see what I'm saying? So just be mindful. You know what I'm saying? What you see on TV is a job. You make it to that point, and I know you will. Take care of your home. Take care of your home. Take care of the people that made you. Take care of where your career started at. You know what I'm saying? If it's basketball, take care of the place where you took your first jump shot. If it's football, take care of the place where you caught your first pass. If it's acting, take care of the place where you, you know, did your first scene or whatever. Whatever it is, take care of home. And take care when you get in that position to do for others, take care of those that are less fortunate. You know what I'm saying? If you do those two things, you'll go a long way. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And I take care of my people here on the Slackers Talk Podcast. I never forget where I come from. Y'all be safe. We'll talk again next week.
You're listening to the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.